Authorities in the Midwest have begun the process of trying to identify a number of bodies that were found yesterday inside a rail car in western Iowa. The INS is investigating whether the discovery is part of a smuggling operation from Mexico that went horribly wrong. The bodies were discovered by a grain elevator worker as he helped to open the rail car to prepare it for loading. Joining us now is Martin Wells of Nebraska Public Radio. Martin, do we know just how many bodies were in the rail car and how long they were there before being discovered?
Well, that's a question the medical examiner in Des Moines, Iowa, is trying to answer right now. Last we heard, all the bodies have been removed from the car, all the remains, I should say, but they really don't know how many there are. It has been reported that it was up to 11, but the local officials I talked to today said when they looked inside the car, they simply could not tell they had been decayed so badly. Also, they have no idea how long they've been in there, though the car did enter the U.S. on June 15th. It came in at Brownville, Texas, and went from there to El Reno, Oklahoma, and just recently was moved up to Denison.
What do we know about how the people inside the rail car died?
Well, we know very little at this point. That's another thing they're trying to determine. Now, as I understand it, these rail cars, they are vented. That is, there is air in there. This is a grain car. It's like a box car divided into three compartments. It has a cone shape at the bottom where the grain drains out, and it has a hatch at the top. Now, these people apparently climbed into the top of this car and went down into the center compartment. That hatch was shut and locked behind them. People at the Union Pacific tell us you could get air in there. You probably couldn't survive very long. Certainly heat, starvation, all of those are probable causes.
Mm-hmm. What is the Immigration and Naturalization Service doing to determine just where these people came from and who might possibly be behind this smuggling operation?
Well, the INS is currently talking to state and federal law enforcement agencies. They are also working with the Mexican consul to try to figure out what actually took place here, if it indeed is a smuggling operation. That is the assumption. There have been other incidents like this where people have been found in rail cars or in trucks who have been locked in. So the INS is trying to establish that at this time.
There, of course, have been several instances of groups of illegal aliens dying while trying to cross the border, notably in the desert in Arizona. But this discovery must have come as a big shock to the people in the town of Denison, Iowa. What's been the reaction there?
Well, shock is really the reaction, John. It's just something that nobody there has experienced before. The county sheriff had never seen anything like this. The mayor had never seen anything like this. There is a significant Hispanic population in Denison, and the mayor tells me he's currently working with community groups and churches to try to get the word out about this tragedy. They don't believe that the people inside the grain car were bound for Denison as their final destination, but there is some concern that they might be, and therefore the mayor is trying to get the word out to the Hispanic community just in case relatives of these people live in Denison.
Thanks very much, Martin.
My pleasure.
Martin Wells of Nebraska Public Radio.